Are you fascinated yet skeptical about the metaphysical, the mystical, and everything in between? Do you struggle to understand how to stay spiritual in a physical world that's constantly challenging you? What about the thought that you chose to experience this life and the lessons you go through? Well, this just might be the podcast you're looking for. Thank you for tuning in to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I'm Aaron Hart, intuitive reader, energy healer, and past life enthusiast, providing you a place to challenge, question, and maybe even laugh at my perspective and your own about the connection between the human, spiritual, and metaphysical journeys. So let's tune in. Happy New Year, everyone. We're now going into 2023, which means that all of us have survived the hell that was 2022. So congratulations, applause around. With a new year starting, people generally love to begin their New Year's resolutions at this time. Maybe you have probably started creating a vision board or plan to. And my personal favorite, you probably want to get a reading for the 2023 year. So what better time to discuss getting readings, how to ask questions, maybe why some of your readings don't actually come to fruition? All of this will be from my personal experience, as I've had many, many, many readings since I began my psychic journey. So I feel that I've figured out what questions work best for me in getting a reading, and how to ask questions in a way that creates, I guess, the experience that I'm looking for, or at least to help me get along the path that I need to be on, whichever that path may be. So hopefully this will help you in your questions that you decide to ask. And, you know, one of the things I've always learned is that sometimes what we ask for really isn't what we want and really isn't what is meant for us. So let's begin. First off, I'd like to kind of just briefly go into what is a reading. Well, a reading is some sort of spiritual guidance from someone who has a connection to God, to source, to the universe, or whatever it is that you want to call it. And they can connect to your higher self or your energy to help get a message to you and help you along your path. There are different types of readings, as you most likely know, and depending on the person that you go to, the reading can vary in style. For example, I give readings based on your energy, but I have a friend that might connect to your spirit guides who, you know, can be able to give you tips and tricks on what you need to shift. And readings should not make you feel scared. However, if the person that you're getting a reading from is a pretty good reader, they should be able to call you out on your BS while also letting you know what you can do to improve and to help yourself heal. How about what a reading won't do? So a reading is not going to solve all of your problems. It's not going to give you the answers and tell you everything to solve every little issue in your life. Nope, that's not at all what it's for. You still got to go through your lessons. A lot of people think that when they get a reading, they have to do everything that they're told by the reader, and that they have to follow everything because what they were told is set in stone. It's not set in stone. We all have the ability to shift. Just because we're human, right? We have free will. We can shift everything that we want to shift. And also sometimes, you know, knowing something means that we are going to affect it. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve whatever it is that you're looking for. It doesn't mean that you don't deserve your dreams. It just means that you may need to adjust your strategy. I truly believe if we do desire something, it's because we are meant to have it. However, sometimes once we have something, it's not exactly what we thought it might be. And so then we just got to go on to the next plan, go on to the next dream that we have. And that's totally okay. Nothing's wrong with replanning, re-strategizing your dreams and goals. So when you get a reading, here's a few things that I suggest you consider or you do. So the first one, this one is very important for any reading that you get. Be open. Don't close yourself off to the reader. You are energy. If you are a private person and you like to protect your space, that can actually block the reader from being able to connect with your energy or your guides or whatever that might be. So just be open, allow yourself to get reading and give them permission. Also, have specific questions ready. I personally don't like it when somebody comes to me and, you know, we're probably getting a 20-minute reading and they just say like, oh, what does spirit have to say? Yeah, you can do that. That's fine. But, you know, it's better to just kind of get straight to the point and not waste your time because you're paying for this, right? So go after what you're looking for. It's just the same as if you wouldn't go into a job and just be like, oh, here's my resume. Give me whatever you want and I'll do any type of work. It doesn't quite work that way. It's a lot easier if you just have a specific question. We can probably go into that a little bit more later. And then also, it's okay to ask clarifying questions. Sometimes people will say that you only get one question, but you know, one question doesn't necessarily mean it's just that one question and that's it and you're done. Like, you might have 10 minutes for one question. They can answer it right away. You know, so it's okay to ask a few clarifying questions. I think probably what they're saying is, you know, one short topic. So just kind of take that one as you will. A couple of things that I suggest you shouldn't do is don't try and test the reader to see if they're accurate. You know, you'll actually be able to figure that out pretty easily if they are. You know, so that goes along with being open to the experience and just kind of get out of your own way. You know, doing this can really close yourself off to receiving the message that you're supposed to receive, because again, you're blocking that person because you're focused on what they get wrong instead of being present to receive the messages that probably can really help guide you to whatever it is that you're looking for. Also, don't discard what they might say and immediately shut them down. You know, they have a message for you. It's coming for a purpose. So sometimes the message that we get may not be exactly what we're looking for, but, you know, kind of put a pin in it. Think about it later, and it may actually be something relevant, but at the time, it may not make sense. You know, for example, I was actually told that at my current age, that I should have been a very famous and popular actor. This happened years ago. I went for a reading, and this lady was saying, yeah, around the time, I think, I don't even know what age it was, but around the time, I guess, of me being 34, I would have, you know, been really successful if I had gone into acting, and I would be on TV, I would be in movies, I would be well known. All of this stuff kind of just came up, and I kind of looked at the person and I was thinking, I have no desire or interest to be in acting. Like, what are you talking about? But through our conversation, I realized that the reader actually studied acting and had a very big passion for acting and was a teacher, I believe, as well. And so this reader interpreted her vision of success as me starting to be successful at the age of 34. And so I had to kind of piecemeal that together to realize, okay, that's her vision. That's the way she's interpreting the message. You know, it might just be symbology for her as far as like a successful person in acting. Whereas for me, it was not in acting. I didn't really desire to be in acting. Did date someone that was an actor, but totally different thing. But, you know, so it's not necessarily what they say. Sometimes it's the symbology around it. And not all readers, you know, may understand that at the time, because sometimes it can come a little fuzzy. But, you know, if you go to different readers, you may get a similar message, and they may kind of help to guide you on whichever direction you need to go to. The other point I want to say is, as a don't, is, you know, leave your ego in the car. Your ego is your worst nightmare. Your ego prevents you from getting things that you want because you believe things should be a certain way. So, you know, keep to being humble. It's never about one-upping another person. It's never about, you know, trying to be better than somebody else, like, or proving somebody wrong, because, you know, when our ego comes into play, it really can affect us, and we're the ones who really lose, you know. So, you know, when you get a reading, you know, just kind of let the ego go. You may get some, you know, emotions that come out. You may feel that they're attacking you or something, but nothing's ever personal when you're getting a reading. And if it feels that way, then you should leave. So one thing I do want to point out is that, at least in my opinion, you know, everything in life is about lessons. It's about learning what we need to learn on this physical world to ascend to the next level of our spiritual growth. So when someone goes and gets a reading, you know, I strongly believe you need to focus on learning and growing. A lot of people want answers when they get readings. Maybe you actually keep ending up with like the same type of job or the same situation with the boss. That's from job to job. So going to get a reading can kind of help you to see the lesson that you need to learn with those situations that pretty much are now becoming a cycle. You know, maybe you haven't met the right partner, or maybe you keep having issues with friends or parents. So again, getting a reading can kind of help guide you, as well as give you a perspective from the other person's side to see what's going on and why they're responding the way that they are, and maybe kind of help be the mediary, I think is the word, between both people or both situations, whatever it is, so that you know, okay, maybe I'm the one that's in the wrong. Also, it may be that you just want to get a reading to look for something new and what's next in your life. A lot of times, most of us kind of get to this point where we're a little bit stagnant in our life and we just need to figure out what the next steps are. So if you go to a reader, they can possibly help you with that next direction. I will admit sometimes they can't give you an answer because you need to figure that out for yourself. And I've definitely been there. I've gone to readers many times because I was like, what's next? What's next? What's next? But I needed to kind of marinate in my own shit to figure that out. So next, I do want to kind of go over a little bit of ethics as far as my opinion of what ethics should be of, going in and getting a reading, because yes, unfortunately, there are some frauds out there that are just looking for money and will try to instill fear into you. Some of them are legit readers. I'm not saying they don't have gifts, but, you know, there could possibly be some that are not. So one thing to always remember when getting a reading from any person, psychic, intuitive, whatever they call themselves, is that readings are never, ever, ever 100% accurate. Nothing is ever 100%. There is no way we can 100% tell the future, because once we've given you a reading, we've already told you what's going to happen and you already have the ability to shift it. Why? Because we are energy beings with 100% free will, for the most part, as far as I believe. It's what being human is. So if you do get a message from someone, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen. Yeah, maybe the broader message will happen, but there may be some details that may not. You know, again, we have the power to shift things because of our free will. So if a reader ever tells you, I know everything that's going to happen, I'm always right, please turn around really quickly and run as fast as you can. Again, nobody is 100% and nobody knows exactly what is going to happen. I'm 100% proof of that. I'm in the spiritual world, and yet I still, you know, abide by that. I listen to what people say and I take it and I let it marinate and go with what feels right to me. And then I also see what plays out. There's also other factors that I'll go into a little bit later in regards to that. So my next point, any decent reading is not going to instill any fear into you. When getting a reading, you shouldn't be afraid for your life or feel that your life is going to, you know, going in the totally wrong direction. I mean, your life could be going in that direction, but you should probably already know that, and they should be able to properly give you message and guidance to help you with that. But, you know, keep in mind that we all read energy differently, and our egos do come into play. I will admit that. Readings are also formed based on our experience as well. So sometimes our experience can affect the messages that we give. For example, the lady who was telling me that I was going to be this big actor. Maybe in another universe, I am. Another reality, I am. But I probably chose a different direction. And unfortunately, I decided to stay in this one where I'm not. Who knows? You know, we are human after all. However, if a reader does tell you that someone's doing black magic on you, not saying that couldn't be a possibility, but that could also be just their interpretation of someone simply psychic attacking you, which again, is not necessarily a great thing. But, you know, it's also a thing to kind of really take a step back and think, is someone really psychic attacking me, you know, or is it just them doing black magic, you know, whatever it is you might think. You really never know, because not everyone does negative shit. Not everyone is in the spiritual world. I've had people say that they're doing black magic on me, and I'm looking at the person and I'm like, they don't even believe in God. What are you talking about? And it's just their energy doesn't like me, or their energy, you know, for some reason wants to attack me. Total different situation than black magic, you know, and again, then I can figure out what I need to do to protect myself and shift that around, which is a lot easier to me than an actual, you know, actually thinking of someone going, doing all these rituals of dark magic, whatever it is. You know, again, it's all up to our interpretation. Another point is that a good reader should not ever ask you for a ton of more money. You know, I'm the only one that can clear you, but you have to pay me $500,000. Fuck that. That's stupid. You know, they could suggest a service and say, hey, I can do this. But again, if they're asking for like a shitload of money, that seems outrageously ridiculous. You can probably do the clearing yourself. You can probably do the healing yourself, or you can find someone else that can do it for you. That seems more trustworthy, you know? And, you know, if they don't ask you for more money in a specific way, then maybe follow them. Just kind of, you know, have discernment when you are making these choices. And then another point just to kind of keep in mind on top of that, like a good reader is always going to help you help yourself. You know, they're not going to take from you. They're not going to try to instill fear. You know, we're all here to ascend and help each other. So, you know, you just have to make sure that you find someone who is also on that, you know, that level or that same vibe with you. Even good readers may not actually resonate with your energy. You know, like attracts like, and sometimes we resonate better with specific types of readers. So it's okay to kind of, you know, shop around, just like when a doctor gives you an opinion, you're like, I'm going to go get a second opinion. I didn't like yours. I want to make sure that my body is healthy or that whatever is going on is accurate. So go get a second, go get a third opinion, whatever it is. And find a reader that you resonate best with, because they're going to be the ones that's going to be able to read you better, because you guys are kind of on the same vibe. And then you'll also have more trust in them and you'll be able to open up as well. Personally, I prefer readers who kind of tell me when I'm stepping in my own bullshit. And I, well, maybe now I don't do it as much, but I've done that a lot. And now I'm very much more open to the shit that I'm stepping in, and I call myself out on it. And that's totally fine. You know, and the thing is that I don't really go well with or blend well with readers who try to kind of fluff my feathers or try to be too gentle. Just because for me, I need someone to be very direct with me. Don't try to beat around the bush. And you know, when you're going to get a reader, it's going to be really easy for you to distinguish which ones you resonate better with and which ones you don't. And then another point kind of on top of that, it's definitely okay to see different readers, you know, vet them out. I actually have a few different readers that I go to for different issues that come up. Yes, I know I can read my own shit, but I kind of really don't like to, because my ego does tend to get in the way. But it's also nice to kind of go to a reader and just be like, hey, this is what's going on. What do you get? And then, you know, it's that self-acknowledgement that you might have been getting the same answers. But again, it's just easier for me to go to someone else so I can step out of my own way, because I have a history of doing that. But, you know, I do kind of call myself out on it, and I make the adjustments and I heal and I do what I need to do. Either way, if you go to various readers, which I've had many examples of, I tend to get very similar messages. So when that happens, and it will happen for you, just know that spirit is really trying to give you a message. So it might be time for you to listen. They may be slightly different, but you got to think of more of the broader message and then take it within yourself to figure out what that really means to you. So I guess to answer the next point is, you know, sometimes we ask questions, sometimes we want specific things to happen. You know, maybe we don't get exactly what we're looking for after we've gotten a reading. Why is that? Right? Well, the number one thing I believe in, or at least from my experience, is that sometimes we get into our own way. You know, if we desire something way too much, if we really have our eye on this specific person or the specific job, you know, maybe that energy is just too intense because we have so much fear, so much attachment to it, that we end up blocking our own energy. I've done that many, many times. You know, we tend to hold on to the idea of what we want. Sometimes what we think we want isn't exactly what's meant for us. We might want it so bad that we fail to see, you know, see it for what it really is. Or my personal favorite, we finally obtained whatever that desire is, whether relationship, job, blah, blah, blah. And once we're in it, we're kind of sitting with it, marinating with it. And it's not really exactly what we thought it would be or what we were hoping it would be. And so then it kind of shifts and you're just like, well, I actually don't really like this, you know? And so it ends up being that it's not exactly what we want and our desire changes. I've had that happen a couple of times, and it's definitely helped me to kind of form, I guess, even the topic we have today as far as the questions that I'm looking for, because everything is resolving around lessons. So one other thing that we talk about, or that we tend to ask, I should say, when we're getting readings, is that we ask for timeframes. When is that job coming? When am I going to meet, you know, the person of my dreams? When? So let me tell you, first off, I really hate timeframes. If I do get them, I do take them with a grain of salt, at least for some things. However, it does depend on your healing process. It does depend on your openness. And I do believe that there are certain timeframes for things to come, but I don't believe that, you know, there's a specific date for everything. Usually when it is something that we want so much and we have huge attachments to it in a specific way, it's going to be much harder to achieve that until you're totally ready to let go of it and have zero expectations. And you know, sometimes we may have other factors in the way as far as karma, as far as maybe timing. You know, if there's some things, if it's more specific, it's a little bit harder to obtain because we're very specific and pinpointing on it, on what that specific thing might be. So the universe might need a little bit more time to give you exactly what you're looking for, because, you know, we are manifestors, we are creators. We create our lives exactly how they are. And, you know, if we want what we want, it's going to take a little bit more time. If we're more open to it, it's going to take less time, you know, if we don't have as much specifics around it. But I say go for the specifics, because if you really know what you want, you'll get bits and pieces, and then that'll just kind of help you to fine tune it. And then another point is my personal favorite, on why we haven't achieved something is that we haven't learned the damn lessons that we need to freaking learn. So, you know, how many of you have had cycles where you attract the same type of partner in a relationship? Yeah, they may have some slight differences, but maybe, you know, they could be verbally abusive. My favorite, they can act like a freaking child. They have intimacy issues, or let's be real, you know, you may actually have some of these issues. Just own it, right? That means that there's something that hasn't really been healed within them, within you, to really get that relationship you're looking for. So until you heal that part of you that attracts these types of partners, until you really look, you know, deep down inside of you and you actually start to do the work, you're never really going to attract a better partner. You may start healed tiny pieces, so it may be slightly different, different variations, but you know, you really got to do the hard work. And once you finally do, you will probably end up breaking those karmic lessons, those karmic cycles that are happening, and it'll help you to move on. Sometimes these lessons can carry on from, you know, many lives previously, and hopefully, you know, the life that you're on is where you really need to step outside of your fear and, you know, go after what you want to have. And a lot of times that means we need to confront the things that have, you know, broken us. You know, other things might just require us to earn it just by, you know, working in the various steps to get to where we need to be. For example, a job promotion. You can't become like a VP of marketing if you only had 1 year as a coordinator. It really doesn't work that way. You're going to have to work to slowly grow and, you know, get that promotion and, you know, get that next promotion to become that VP or whatever it is you're looking for. There are steps that come into play. You can't feel entitled. You can't feel that you are owed anything. You have to earn it. You have to be humble and go after it and put some of the work in. It's not going to be handed to you. That's the one thing that people always think is that they deserve it, but yet they haven't done any work. It doesn't quite work that way. So another point is fear. Fear is a huge, huge lesson that gets in all of our ways, I think. You know, we all let fear get in the way, probably more than it should, but just know that, you know, you are supported. And the worst thing that can happen when you're going after something is you fail. You fail at it and it doesn't come. Oh, big, big deal. What's that going to change your current life, right? So for me, you know, I do tend to fear a lot of things, but I still continue going on with what I want. And if I fuck it up, I fuck it up. It's not the end of the world. I literally walk through my weekly work life, and I will have people that can contest to this, where I say something like, well, I haven't been fired yet, so I must be doing something right. I mean, my friends really probably are going to hate me for saying this because they say I'm going to manifest that. But for me, I'm not. I won't. I won't manifest that because that's not truly what I feel and that's not truly what I believe. But if I felt something that was going to happen as far as like me being let go, I definitely wouldn't say that. And it would definitely be a different story. But maybe that's just because I work with energies and things like that. It's maybe a little bit different for me. I believe what you feel is so much more powerful for me than, you know, what you say, because I'm a huge believer of actions speak louder than words. So actions to me are what shape you, not necessarily the words. And another thing is that sometimes we don't have answers. Sometimes you are not supposed to be given the answer because you kind of need to get your butt out there and just figure it out yourself and go through a period of growth on your own. You know, I've had this happen as well. And it's not great. It sucks, but I've been able to go through it and learn from it. And sometimes it's like, you know, spirit can't give you the cheat sheet on this one. Sorry, not sorry. We're all here to grow and we're all here to learn. And sometimes it has to be through tough love. We need to go through this awkward period where maybe we just kind of just settle in what we're in. And it might just be a month. It may be a few months. It could even be a year, whatever. But just know that you are moving in other avenues of your life, but maybe just not that specific aspect. So there are a few things that I've learned in the many years of my professionally getting readings and receiving them, and how to ask questions that kind of help me accelerate my growth. So the first point I do want to make is don't focus on getting readings all the time. Don't become addicted to them. For me, I tend to get about 3 readings through the year. Usually it's a New Year's reading. It's a mid-year check-in for whatever reason. And then there's always some third random situation that comes up and I may need some deep guidance on it. Why 3 readings? I don't know. It's just kind of been what my trend has been. It's been the energy of whatever it is that I do. But usually when I do get readings, I feel like the readers are usually a good maybe 6 months maybe at most a year, but generally around 6 months out, because the energy is, you know, a little bit more present and it's more settled and I'm kind of in a specific trajectory already. I do occasionally get short readings on specific situations that may come up. You know, examples might be purchasing a car, getting the psycho pup that I have. Maybe, you know, if there's an argument that came up at work or a situation that I'm just like, hey, I need some guidance on, definitely do that. That's totally okay. I say go out and do what you need to do. But, you know, I do highly suggest that you kind of keep a distance if you're trying to get a reading every 2 weeks. Doesn't quite work that way. Yeah, maybe if you want to go and get a reading on a specific situation, you go to two people, maybe three if you just really want to make sure you're getting it right. But even then, just kind of go with your gut and you know, your instincts can kind of guide you to where you need to be. When it comes to getting readings, the best thing that I've learned is to have specific questions, right? I've already mentioned this, but go into the reading knowing exactly what you want to ask. You're paying for it, so get your money's worth, so that you can make sure that you make the best use of the time that you have. I usually would suggest maybe having 3 to 4 main questions if it's maybe about a, you know, 20, 30 minute reading, and then have additional questions after that just in case, because usually you'll have some clarifying questions for those 3 or 4 main questions that you ask, and you may not get to these additional ones. But it also depends on the type of reader that you go to, as some readers may, again, like I mentioned earlier, may just say, okay, one question for 10 minutes. But if you do end up going to someone, most likely, as far as with my experience, you get a 30-minute segment and you can ask a bunch of questions. We also kind of touched on this already, but I do want to emphasize this. Own your mistakes. Own that you are just as fucked up as the next person. Own that you are perfectly flawed and are growing from your own mistakes. You know, you're getting a reading so that you can make your life better. And that always includes being self-aware of your mistakes, because we both know that you are not perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect, right? So when you're getting your reading, focus the questions on what you have not learned, and also what you need to do to learn whatever that lesson is that you are supposed to be learning, so that you can go on to the next level of life, whatever that might be. So I would suggest asking something like, just generally, what's the lesson in it for me? For example, you know, what is the lesson that I still need to learn to get this promotion at work? What is the lesson that I failed to learn in my last relationship that caused it to not work out? Also ask, like, what lessons did I learn well? You know, it's really good to kind of know what you did wrong as well as what you did right. You know, if that way you can improve upon it, both sides. Another way to ask is, what's the purpose of me working at this job or working with this company? What was the purpose of me and my ex to be in that relationship? What were we supposed to learn from each other? What was I supposed to learn from him or her? Even if there's a specific situation, like, what are we learning from this argument? What am I supposed to be learning? What are they supposed to be learning? Those are the main points. It's not necessarily like, you know, tell me what's going on. Like that, yeah, they can tell you what's going on, but if you don't really phrase the question properly, you may not get the answer that really resonates with you. Another question I like to ask is, what does spirit say I should do to help me learn X, Y, and Z lessons better so I don't repeat this pattern? So once you've already asked about the lessons, now you're asking on what steps you can take. So you hopefully will go home with homework from that question. A lot of times it does have, or it does mean that we need to improve our thought processes by changing the way we see things, the way we think about things, or addressing maybe some childhood trauma. So we really have to be okay with what they tell us, because they're not going to tell us some fluff. If they're any decent person that's a reader, they're not going to just BS you. They're going to tell you, hey, maybe this situation happened to you. Maybe, you know, you're really burnt out because of X, Y, and Z relationship in the past, and that's what's affecting you now. You need to heal that. You know, and it may not have anything to do with the current relationships. So it's going to get personal, but hopefully it's going to be a positive thing for you, even though it may get emotional. Another question I like to ask a lot is, what is preventing me from learning the lessons that I need to learn? Like, maybe what's preventing you from learning that specific lesson? Maybe you don't communicate well, or maybe they don't communicate well. What is your lesson in that? The other thing I do like to ask is, why may it be hard for me to heal or move on from a specific situation, and what can I do better? Things along those lines. There's probably a few other questions that I can bring in here, but I think those are kind of the main points, is that if you ask about the lesson, that can only help you to progress a lot farther along and a lot quicker. A lot of times, if we don't really know what's wrong, how can we make the improvements? So going and getting a reading and asking for these lessons and what issues are not being worked on and healed can actually help your spiritual growth. Now, sometimes the answers may be very simple, but they're also not always easy to accomplish. You know, it's a simple thing to do, but it's very hard for us. You know, if maybe we have to confront a person about a situation, it could be very hard to confront them. But it's also, when you think about it, on the other side, yeah, just talk to them. It's simple, but not for everybody. But once we learn what it is that's holding us back, we can at least start to focus on how to overcome that. Because again, we need to achieve growth so that we can go on to our next level, our next journey in our lives. Of course, you know, you can ask, will I meet a person this year? Will I get the new job this year? You know, will this and this and that happen this year? You can definitely ask that. There's nothing wrong with it. But I think the most important thing you should ask is, what is the lesson for me now that I have not achieved that yet, or that I have not met that person yet? You know, it's all about personal growth. It's about spiritual growth. So it's whatever it is that you need to learn, go out there and learn it. Step out from that box of fear and go and do something while even you may still feel scared about it, but at least you're going out there, at least you're doing it, right? So hopefully this podcast was helpful for you and your questions. But if you do have any other questions on it, you know, feel free to reach out. I always talk to my friends about their specific questions they want to ask and how to form the questions, because a lot of times, you know, they don't really think of what it is they need to work on. And it's all about working on yourself, in my opinion. That's why we're all here. So again, Happy New Year's, everyone. I wish you all the best in 2023. And I am sending out positivity, love, and light to all of you.
Thank you for listening to Intuitive WTF Podcast. I hope today's episode brought about a new perspective, or at least made you question a current one. If you enjoyed this show, subscribe to this podcast now and don't forget to rate and review. If you have any questions or would like to add your perspective to today's topic, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, join us next time for another round of laughs. I look forward to bringing you many more WTF moments, but until then, this is Aaron Hart asking you to stay in curiosity, be in the moment, and always ask yourself, what the fuck?